Congress and Shiv Sena UBT party workers and leaders are unwilling to give up their claim for the Vasova Assembly constituency and are fighting tooth and nail to get it. But, workers of both these parties are on the same page when it comes to news reports of fielding former Mumbai Police Commissioner Sanjay Pandey from this assembly constituency. Sena and Congress workers claim that Pandey has just joined the party and he should not be given preference over the loyalists who have been working on the ground for several years. Be it any candidate from either camp, it has to be someone who has given time and service to the party as the message from the ground cadre. A Shiv Sena UBT party worker from the Vasova Assembly constituency remarked, "Since we had the most party cooperators in this area, our party should rightfully claim the seat. Although the Congress may also seek it, particularly with former Mumbai Police Commissioner Sanjay Pandey now part of their team. But we won't back their claim. He's new to the party and doesn't have a local following." Bharti Livekar, the sitting MLA for the Vasova Assembly constituency, has won the seat twice. There are rumours that she plans to run for a third term as a BJP Mahayuti candidate. A Congress party worker from Vasova, wishing to remain unnamed, indicated that multiple candidates are competing for the party nomination. Among them are former MLA Baldev Khosa, who is backing his son Siddharth, as well as Congress party worker from the constituency Monica Jagtap and Pandey. However, the leading contender seems to be senior Congress leader and former health minister Suresh Shetty. It has been reported that Pandey has long pursued political ambitions, previously expressing his intention to contest the Vasova Assembly seat in Mumbai. He founded his own political party, the Rashtriya Janhit Party, and also contemplated running in the recent Lok Sabha elections, considering the Mumbai North Central and Mumbai Northwest constituencies before deciding to change his plans. Congress leader Farhan Azmi has also become very active in the Vasova Assembly constituency and his banners are seen in the area. There are talks that Azmi is also in the race to get a Congress ticket. Another Shiv Sena UBT office bearer remarked that the Vasova Assembly constituency has a notable North Indian and Muslim population, along with Marathi speakers. They believe that if the MVA fields a strong candidate, the BJP Mahayuti candidate could be easily defeated. The office bearer highlighted the importance of selecting someone deserving and actively engaged in politics. Additionally, local MVA leaders have expressed concerns about awarding the ticket to Sanjay Pandey as they feel that he is a newcomer and has not been active in politics. During the Ganpati festival, some Congress leaders even asked us about the possibility of bringing Suresh Shetty to Ganpati mandals associated with Shiv Sena UBT in the Vasova constituency. This hints that Shetty too might contest as a Congress and MVA face, said the office bearer. Mumbai Congress has decided to take up the Baikala and Vasova Assembly constituency issues before the party high command in Delhi if the seat-sharing talks do not work out in their favour. MVA allies Shiv Sena UBT and Congress have both staked claim on these two seats. A Congress leader said the party cannot demand the Warli and Savri seats as they are Sena UBT strongholds, and it is difficult to win in Malabar Hill, which is a BJP bastion. Midday had reported that in the Vasova constituency, 20 applicants within Congress, including former Mumbai Police Commissioner Sanjay Pandey, have shown interest in contesting the election. Congress spokesperson Nazimuddin Raim said, "We will be contesting the Vasova Assembly seat, and I believe it's essential to consider a Muslim candidate, given that 4,243% of the voters in this area belong to minority communities. This representation is crucial for us. The final decision on the candidate will be made by the party after thorough discussions."